an element of desperation in each one of them. Each one is an expression of conflict. Conflict between the human being sensing himself as a separate ego and the life situation in which he finds himself. Feeling yourself to be an ego is a kind of game. It is a pattern of life, a style of life, just in exactly the same way that a robin or an ant or a marigold is a style of life. It has a particular shape. It goes this way or it goes that way. And so the human world in which we live out our egocentric adventures is a certain style of behavior, a certain kind of music, and so also are these conflicting scenes. There is no such thing as tomorrow. There is only now. And if you don't do it now, you'll never do it, because now is the only time it can be done in. So anybody who makes preparations for spiritual development and says, well, this is a tough and difficult road, and after many lives, I shall finally attain. You know what you're doing? You're playing games. You're postponing it because you don't really want to wake up. It's better to stay in the adventure, in the dream, in playing the role that you aren't you-know-who. Now you see how in this way, how you can play with guilt. And I raised the question, what is the awful thing you've really done? Something awful, really awful. Everybody's done. What do you suppose it would be? Was it something I did in childhood and have forgotten? No. Something you're doing now, but have forgotten. See? Now, nobody can admit this sin, because if you admit having done it, you're immediately classified as insane. It's to say, I see what happened. I am the Supreme Self. Playing it isn't. And the reason for having a guilt feeling here is to keep the game going. There is this prohibition. You mustn't step beyond this mark. Don't do that. That's the deepest taboo we have.